All right, Alan, tell us when you're on.
Cassette tapes.
All right, we're done here. All right. Hey, this is Dave.
Oh, you're serious.
I'm sorry.
We've been recording for last.
All right. Hey, this is Dave Schlenker, and welcome to another edition of On the Go Podcast. I am so thrilled to be here with Solomon Jay. Solomon came all the way up from Orlando?
Yes, actually even farther, from farther south, right between Fort Lauderdale and Miami, Hollywood, Florida.
I'd like to think you came up just for us, but actually you've got a show tonight at the Love It Amp Concert Series, mm-hmm. which is just a marvelous series, free music. By the time you get this, it'll be over, no problem. But still, Solomon just did an amazing acoustic set here. Tell me about your influences. How did you get to the sound that we just heard?
You know, it's a bizarre combination of things. I'll start it this way. If someone was to ask me right now my two favorite bands of all time, Earth, Wind & Fire and Incubus.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Incubus.
So my influences are kind of bizarre and across the board.
Yeah.
And it's in college I was a huge fan of Jason Mraz.
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
And what he does.
I can tell by the scat.
Yeah. And the way he scats, I love what he does acoustically.
Yeah.
And that was a big influence in college, at least on my acoustic style. But then growing up with my dad pumping us full of old school soul music.
Right, right.
That, I mean, you grow up listening to James Brown and the Temptations and Earth, Wind & Fire in particular.
Yeah.
And so vocally, you know, Luther Vandross and these kinds of voices and that type of soul. And so I end up with this, you know, this modern day kind of indie alternative thing instrumentally, and it's fueled by these old school soul vocals.
Right.
And so it's kind of a hybrid.
What was the vinyl collection sitting around when you were young?
Oh man, it was Otis Redding, Sam Cooke, The Temptations. I mean, but my mom liked the Rat Pack and, you know, a little bit of Elvis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smokey and the Miracles, all this good stuff. That's the stuff that my parents had in that record collection in the living room. Those are good times.
How old were you when you said, this is what I want to do?
Honestly, I was a late bloomer.
Late bloomer?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What did you want to do prior to this? What was your...
I wanted to be a fighter pilot when I was a kid.
Good choice.
I was all about the academics.
Yeah.
I thought I would maybe one day work for the UN, that kind of thing. And I was a Spanish minor, you know.
Wow.
And
where'd you go to college?
I went to Morehouse College first.
Right.
In Atlanta, Georgia. And then once I realized I wanted to do this full-on music, singing, dancing, the whole nine, I transferred to Oklahoma City University.
Good for you.
And finished up in their musical theater program.
Yeah.
Kind of a triple threat program. And, I mean, they beat everything into you. Acting, drama, dance, music theory, the whole nine.
All right. So, theater.
Mm.
Music theater in college. What shows did you end up with and what parts?
Oh.
What would surprise me?
Most surprising, I was Judge Yertle the Turtle in Seussical.
Wait, back up. Judge Yertle?
Yertle. A large, very
I've
large
seen that
green
show.
Turtle.
I don't remember the Yertle part. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So
this production was full on. It
all
was
right.
Just
what
the
was
costuming
your costume?
Was insane. I was painted green.
Painted green.
Face and all.
That makes sense.
And I mean, my entire body was covered in this weird frilly green stuff.
Yep.
And this massive 15-pound turtle shell.
Wow.
It was great.
All right, what else?
And green's my favorite color, so
green's
I was happy.
Green's your favorite color, so
oh, yeah.
It was very
it was
becoming
a win.
To you,
it's a
the
win
turtle.
Win.
Yeah.
And let's see, what else? And, at least in college, I did, Jason Robert Brown Parade. That was intense for me. I played a character named Jim Conley, and the musical is based on a very unfortunate true story. And that was, while I enjoyed performing that show, that was very heavy material.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I was playing the part of a killer and somebody who was actually a real person. And that was tough. mentally.
It's a downer, man. You're bringing me down.
Yeah.
That's good. All right, let's bring
it rolling
back
on,
up.
Rolling on.
Yeah, that's all right. No, I love it.
Pirates of Penzance, Hairspray the Musical.
Who were you in Pirates?
I was Samuel, the first mate. I was the right-hand man to the Pirate King.
Yeah, Gilbert and Sullivan, hard to do.
Oh, yeah. It was a good time.
Gilbert and Sullivan, hard to do?
It's difficult, but it's a fun kind of challenging, not just like, God, this is not rewarding at all. The material is so clever and funny and witty.
Right.
It's worth the challenge once you wrap your head around it.
So where can we see you?
Tonight, actually.
Well, tonight. No.
But
the podcast is probably going to air later. But
I perform these types of land-based festivals and events around Florida, New
York,
California.
To say that you go on cruise ships and you perform as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so that's the other that's the alternative, is that I do a lot of performing on cruise ships. They will fly me out for a couple days at a time,
mm-hmm.
and I will do usually one or two nights of shows in their main theater in the same kind of hour-long thing. It's a mix of original music and old school soul stuff, very much like what's happening tonight.
Yeah.
And I'll do a lot of my originals and then throw in some Michael Jackson, some James Brown, all that good stuff where I can dance and tumble and the whole nine.
So the cruise ship
crazy.
Is where they said Solomon Jay, the Energizer Bunny with the voice of Bunny, not Buddy, with the voice of an angel.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
right. That's good. I just kicked myself because I didn't come up with that. I got thumped by a cruise ship announcer. Hey, man, it was such a pleasure seeing you. I'm shaking hands. You can't see that on the podcast,
man.
Of course. But all right, Solomon Jay, keep an eye out for him in North Central Florida throughout on the high seas as well. So thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
All right.